This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while I think a lot of us have been hit with just bad news and losing people in our lives just over and over again and not being able to be with people we love during this pandemic, we got some good news this show. So luckily we got some good things coming around the bend. Like we believe that open vaccination might start by late spring where everybody's going to get access hopefully to vaccines. I think that's being a little overly optimistic, but you know, we have a beautiful love story where a gentleman, I believe he's from Kazakhstan, fell in love with a sex doll, got married, cheated on her with another object because she had to be repaired and was in the shop. But from what we understand, they're still going strong. And you know, it's Valentine's Day, and so a lot of us, we just kind of either feel the love or we don't feel the love. And PETA's going to actually join us in a little bit to talk about how our animals, you know, do express love and how to kind of tell if your animal really loves you or not. I think my animals think I'm a goddess, but there's a chance they might not. So that's going to be interesting. We got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But a very interesting survey has come out, which, by the way, isn't the first time I heard this, where one in four young people, meaning those under 30, I used to be under 30 once, one in four young people have no problem at all having sex with a robot. Now, that would have horrified me when I was younger because I'm still intrigued by the way, you know, a person works and what to do with them in bed and, you know, how not to mess up or get laughed at. And because I'm into men, you know, men are pretty complex. They got a lot of parts and you could break things and fracture things. And so it's like, okay, I got to be careful. I couldn't imagine a robot and I would be worried that something would break off and then get stuck. That's my biggest fear because that can be pretty embarrassing. But apparently it's not embarrassing. With the way relationships have been going, this isn't even a joke piece or a fluff piece. Sex with robots and AI in romance has just exploded over the last decade. And there are people that are tired of the fights. They're tired of the divorce. They're tired of the lack of intimacy. And there are people out there that just want the sex. And they don't want, you know, they don't want the, I don't know, all the drama. And, you know, as a woman, I try to have as little drama as possible because I got things to do, right? I got things to see and people to do. I'm a busy, busy girl. Busy girl. I am managing job, family, home, all that. I don't have time for there to be drama, to introduce drama into our relationship. If I'm mad at my husband, it's like a one-minute fight. I say what I need to say. We're done. I don't let it carry on. We never go to bed mad. None of that. But, you know, unfortunately, there are a lot of relationships that are pretty dramatized. And I really foresee that there's going to be this push to have non-human contact, not only because of the COVID pandemic and because people are realizing, great, I don't have to get cut off, you know, driving to work anymore, or I don't have to have a toxic coworker try to mess my career. So while people are noticing that they don't have to work around other people, yet at the same time, people for years have been realizing that, you know, they can have sex with something that they can actually designed to like, you know. So like if my husband, let's say, wanted the perfect sex partner, okay, it would probably be blonde, a real blonde, right? Somebody who shaved her legs all the time, right? Somebody didn't talk, didn't nag. Somebody, and I'm not stereotyping, this is just me. I could see how if you had the ability, right, to design something that would be more pleasurable in bed, I see where there's a market. I wouldn't get involved with it. I think you'd get STDs. I would fear getting electrocuted. I don't know. But apparently, this one study came from, it was a Russian tech company called Kaspersky. And, you know, they are really making these sex dolls and robots now so lifelike looking. I mean, you could tell they're not a human, and I don't understand why people don't want to be around other humans, but we've kind of flipped that with this whole COVID thing, and people are like, I don't need humans. I don't need. So anyway, this poll was conducted to observe how technology and the increasingly dominant online social interactions are affecting people's life. And according to the survey, 26% of young people not only would have sex with the robot, but could see themselves fall in love. Now, wasn't there a movie, was it with Will Smith, was it iRobot? We've had movies where people fall in love with robots. There was a movie where Michael Fassbender was a robot. I forget, it's in the Alien, it was one of the Alien sequels. I forget, but Michael Fassbender was a robot. And I was like, oh, I could be in love with that. So I guess there's that potential. And a third of the participants believe they find their ideal human partners with the help of artificial intelligence. A quarter have no problem having sex with a human-like droid. The proportion of men nearly two times higher than women. 27% of them believe that romantic relationships created by AI can last longer. Now, what does this do for evolution? What does this do for our survival of the fittest? If we're going to be pushed to have intimacy, I mean, if this is where our predilections are, if this is where we, you know, prefer to be, how are we going to make babies? How are we going to, I don't know, I don't make the cave and the den and whatever we were supposed to do caveman days to make our little village. But I wonder if we're just doing this to ourselves. Now, like I said, it is not without any risks. You can get STDs. You can get chafing. There's obviously some rebound depression. I mean, what if, look at how that one gentleman, Yuri, you know, had to find another object because his sex doll was in the shop getting fixed. So I could see withdrawal symptoms, but I didn't make the survey up. That's what people are thinking. It's the young. That's Gen Z and some millennials out there. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, I love my cats and dogs. I have 5 cats, a dog. We used to have another dog and they went to the farm. And I gotta tell you, I loved them and I think they loved me. One of my cats, I don't think is really, you know, I don't think is having it. You know, I'll sing to her. I'll play the little oopy doopy doo game. I don't think she's into it at all. And, you know, my husband always kind of wonders, you know, am I really making a bigger thing of my relationship with them than I have? Do they really, really care about me that much? Do they worry? You know, do they really watch me put on my makeup and have an opinion on it? Because my girl cats watch me, you know, and I'm like, oh, Sashi, how does this look? You know, and Sashi goes, ah. You know, so I'm like, yeah, you know, she and I are conversing. So, I mean, what is really going on in animals' heads? So joining us today is Ashley Byrne, Associate Director of PETA, to talk to us about love coming from our animals. Hi, Ashley. Thanks for joining us.
having me on.
Oh, my gosh. No, thank you. And happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Absolutely. What a great time to talk about animals. I think you brought up the animal love that we're most familiar with, that unconditional love that we get from our dogs and cats at home.
I know. You know, I had a pretty rough week. Another one of my family friends died. It's been a really, really rough week, and there's nothing more uplifting than, you know, seeing my babies, you know, there and, you know, making me laugh. Even if they poo-poo and pee-pee on my clothes, I mean, I receive love from them, and it's just so heartwarming. So what is it? I mean, is this all in my head, or do you really see a pattern with animals and love and, you know, intimacy, even monogamy? What do you see with animals within the animal kingdom?
Oh, animals absolutely do feel love. They feel emotions. They are sensitive and intelligent and aware. And that's exactly why Ingrid Newkirk, the president of PETA, wanted to write this book, because in recent years, we have just had an avalanche of new information that has proved that animals do feel emotions, and that they are complex and they communicate in fascinating, intricate ways. And so talking about love, you know, one great example is birds. Birds have been found to be very devoted romantic partners, sometimes even more so than humans, because swans, for instance, have a 95% rate of staying together with their partners for a lifetime.
Wow.
And there are many other birds also who will mate for life, and they stick together. So we could learn something from them.
Yeah, and you would think that birds, they could just fly away and go into another nest, and then there might be another pretty little bird over at another tree and fly over there. It's interesting that, you know, the birds would stay monogamous or stay, you know, devoted and loyal. That's fascinating.
It really is. And when you look at pigeons, for instance, they will mate for life, and then they will take turns with the house, nest hold responsibilities.
Wow.
Mom's dad will take turns watching the baby pigeons while the other one goes out and looks for food. You're right. They could just fly off and leave, but they don't. They stick together.
I've been clipping my husband's wings since the day I married him. I'm glad that he hasn't flown the coop. You know what's interesting? So with cats, I never realized this, but, you know, when I would kind of, you know, talk close to them and kind of bring my face up to them, the cats will bring their head down and nudge their head into mine. And I was watching, I guess, a Tarzan movie, and tigers do the same. So cats like to bang their head into somebody. And, you know, is that a form of love, like a headbang?
It is. It's a way of, it's affectionate, and it's also kind of saying that you belong together, you know, it's sort of how they identify who belongs in their circle, in their pack. And it is affectionate, and it is a sign that they trust you. It's funny. I think those of us who do have cats, we, you know, when we watch these nature shows, we see the behaviors of our cats at home reflected in these lions and tigers and other wild, wild cats.
Yeah. The only thing I haven't done is I haven't seen. Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say it, and exactly what you're saying. It helps us recognize, you know, that love in the wild animal kingdom.
Yes, oh, exactly. So this book, Animal Kind, tell us, what does it teach us?
You know, it teaches us that animals are so much more than what we used to think. They're so much more than the raw material for handbags or hamburgers or circuses or laboratories. They are complicated living beings with emotions and fascinating abilities and ways of communication that we might not instantly recognize, but that are very meaningful. Mm-hmm. And when people learn about this, we hope that it will affect the way they treat animals and the decisions they make as consumers that affect animals.
Well, you know, I think we discussed this, you know, on an earlier show where I think what happened is because we're many of us are carnivores, right? Or, you know, we'll eat fish or we'll eat chicken or we'll eat meat. I remember as a young girl panicking a little bit before my dinner going, wait, mommy, this was an animal. And so our parents had to desensitize us going, look, eat your food. You know, yeah, but this came from a cow's what? You know, and so I think we went through a process of desensitization, and so there has to be a balance where, you know, for some of us, and mind you, there's a lot of vegetarians and vegans out there, which is fantastic, but, you know, I think there might be a fine balance between, look, you know, we eat, you know, but we could also love the animals, too, and respect them, and, you know, it's complex, and you guys definitely have your hands full. That's not an easy, you know, mission, you know, to kind of spread the word.
Well, the great thing is that with technological advancements, it's really becoming so easy to lead a life that doesn't harm animals, but without missing anything. I mean, for instance, thanks to food technology, we have vegan burgers that bleed, and you know, and we have you know, vegan milk that tastes exactly like dairy. I read an article about the first 3D printed steak that came out this week.
Mm-hmm. I think it was a ribeye.
The food industry either. I mean, yeah, I think so. The fashion industry now has learned to make leather out of materials like cactus and pineapple, which is not just better for animals, it's better for the environment. Mm-hmm. You know, they're replacing down in a lot of jackets with a lining made from recycled plastic bottles. In laboratories, we are seeing that non-animal models that use, you know, computers or that use cell technology are actually far more reliable and efficient than animal models. So we're seeing, you know, advancements that not only help animals, they end up being better for us as well.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Ashley Byrne, Associate Director for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA. Fish. Many of us feel, well, we can't connect with fish, so, you know, do they feel? But fish, like whales, I think you guys taught me that there's certain expressions that whales have in terms of love and emotion.
Yes, there are. And that's another example of something we can probably relate to a little bit. You know, when they're in their courting rituals, male and female whales will gently touch their flippers together. And then they'll begin a caressing motion, and they roll back and forth almost like they're dancing. And they dive and surface together in unison. But if the female is not impressed with the male's move, she'll actually break off the aquatic dance that they're doing and find another partner. So,
just like you.
It sort of mirrors a lot of things that we can relate to.
So true. Ashley, how do people find more about you and Animal Kind?
People can visit PETA's website, PETA.org. They can order Animal Kind there, and it's also available on, you know, Amazon and anywhere else that you would buy books. And on PETA.org, they can also find lots of resources and tips on very easy, everyday things that we can do that make a big difference for animals.
Well, fantastic, fantastic. Thank you so much. I can't wait to read it. You be well, and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you so much for having me on. Happy Valentine's Day.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. New quarantine rules coming from the CDC, and you might like them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The leaders of the United States and China held their first phone call since the American change of leadership. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
President Biden spoke to Chinese President Xi Jinping Wednesday evening for the first time since taking office. According to a readout of the call, Biden pressed the Chinese leader on human rights abuses, its recent actions against Taiwan, and climate change. The presidents also discussed approaches on battling the COVID-19 pandemic. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty says he's glad to see the president push his Chinese counterpart, but the former ambassador to Japan tells Fox News that Biden will have to get tougher against a country that doesn't play by the same rules that we do.
And I was pleased to see that President Biden called out Xi on some of the nefarious actions that China's undertaken, but China is moving aggressively every day. They're moving against us. They're moving militarily, they're moving diplomatically, and certainly they've been moving economically in a very predatory manner. They don't play by the same rules that we do, and we've got to be present and pushing back.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News. The owners of Town Talk Diner and Gastropub, a popular South Minneapolis, Minnesota restaurant, is suing the city and Mayor Jacob Frey over what they characterize as insufficient response to the unrest rioting following the May 29th death of George Floyd. Casey White and Charles Stotts filed their lawsuit in district court Monday. The legal action alleges that Frey and other leaders did not act decisively to protect city business owners and residents from vandals that looted, damaged, and destroyed property and livelihoods. The suit is seeking $4.5 million. The president of the Tokyo Olympics Organizing Committee is reportedly set to resign amid outcry of comments he made earlier this month that women talk too much at board meetings. Yoshiro Mori, who previously served as Japan's prime minister from 2000 to 2001, is expected to step down on Friday when the Olympic Organizing Committee's executive board meets. He is expected to be replaced by former Japan Football Association president Saburo Kawaguchi. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday, some of you might have heard a yee-haw. And there was a little bit of excitement because the concept of quarantine has really been a stick in our behinds, or maybe that's not a proper analogy. But how many of you have been working? Right, you're back to work, you're starting to make some money, you're starting to make tips, and then you get a text from the health department saying, you need to quarantine. You're like, what the heck is this? somebody ratted you out and said they were exposed to you or they have COVID, so you might have COVID. And so rather than it being a thank God, hallelujah, you know, I've been warned and now I can, you know, isolate and not expose others, I'm being told by many of you that it is probably one of the worst messages you could get. And then you feel there's going to be some consequences if you still try and work. And you don't even know who. Thought that they were exposed to you and in what manner. And there was some talk a few months ago of people's exes trying to mess people up by doing that. By, look, I'm positive, you know, and even if they weren't exposed to somebody, I was near this person just so they get hit with one of those, you know, naughty texts. And so, you know, not being able to work has scared more people than COVID. I mean, I am very fearful of COVID. We're going to be talking about how a woman had to have some of her fingers amputated. To me, COVID is still scary, but I'm with a lot of you. Not being able to work, my liberties, my freedoms, to being able to work, that being taken away from me, scares me beyond anything else. And so, you know, we kind of have a little bit of move in the right direction. So yesterday, the CDC updated their guidance and said, okay, now this isn't everybody, but if you are an outpatient, okay, so this isn't for somebody inpatient and within a resident facility or a nursing home, okay, but if you're an outpatient, which means you're kind of walking around, right, walking out, you know, going here and there, it's a store, things like that, and you got your full vaccination, it's been 2 weeks. I'm still in the middle of mine, so this still doesn't qualify for me. But if you received your full vaccination regimen, and it's been since 2 weeks from, remember I told you it takes 2 weeks after last shot to get the effects that the Pfizer, the Moderna study had said in terms of the 95% efficacy. And if it's been within 3 months, right, which is kind of all of us because it started in December, the vaccination progress. If you were exposed to COVID and you have no symptoms, you don't have to quarantine. Yeah. Now, here's the thing, though. All of that has to be, all of that criteria has to be satisfied. So if you're sneezing and coughing and you were exposed, you're quarantining. But if you're feeling, you know, fine, right, you know, footloose and fancy free, and you, like, I feel fine. Really? I was exposed? Really? What? Huh? And you had your vaccine, and it's been 2 weeks since your last dose. You don't have to quarantine. Now, what's very interesting about the CDC guidelines is it said that if it has been within 3 months. Now, that makes you think on what? They don't think the vaccine is going to confer more than 3 month immunity? Well, we have yet to see. All right? You know, most of the studies have been looking good, but remember, 3 months from now, we could have even more strains. There's been a research report saying that it looks like the UK strain is going to be very, very prevalent. Now, remember I said the British are coming? Yeah, the British COVID is coming, right? So we have, you know, we're going to have a lot of British. It's going to be a very grammatically correct sort of virus, right? It's going to probably correct our grammar. In fact, I'm wondering if I do get the UK variant, if I'm going to finally speak with better grammar and not say all the time, and I say you know a lot, the UK, they don't do that. They say bloody, they say what in, they say job, did you get the job, and there's just so many cool things that they say. So maybe we'll speak better, who knows. But this is huge because we're trying to open up the economy, we are trying to get business back, and it is so devastating for an employer or a manager when every other day an employee goes, yeah, one of the kids came home from school and, you know, said that Johnny had COVID, so now the kid has to come home, and then that kid exposed you as mom. Or hubby got sent home from work because Bob, you know, in, I don't know, receivables, got COVID, and he dropped off an inner office envelope to my husband's desk, and now he's exposed. Even though the CDC kind of revised guidelines about how long the exposure has to be, unfortunately, people keep getting sent home from work for exposure, for exposure. So I'm wondering if the CDC guideline is supposed to be an incentive to kind of get us to want to get the vaccine. Because for those of us that really, really hate quarantining, they're going to be like, look, I got the vaccine. If I get the vaccine, I don't have to quarantine. And I got to be honest, I've been kind of scared of the whole quarantine thing, even though I see patients virtually. So I'm not, you know, there's a couple patients I might see for disability exams in person. But for the most part, I do my show virtually. So I'm not really around other people. But if you see the trend, all right, and you see where this is all going, we're trying to get kids back to school, which, by the way, I need to clarify. Is it true that it was only going to be one day a week that was being suggested? Because, I mean, for kids to go back to school, just we need to dump their butts back at school for a little bit longer than one day a week. But if they're going to do baby steps, I get that. But as we as a country are trying to move forward to getting the kids back to school and kids reopen, parents have been freaked out because what happens if the school has a shutdown? What happens if the kids say, yeah, so-and-so got COVID, they're seasoned coughing, classroom gets shut down again? Well, then the parents have to stay home. And we don't want the parents to stay home. We want the parents to be able to work, because if they could go and work, then more tax dollars comes into the system. Those tax dollars can go to pay for all the things that we've been promising billions and trillions of dollars to, and we just need to get things back and running. So this is fantastic news. Now, there is some other guidance. Some guidance that has been updated has to do with the... Now, hold on one second. Let me try to pull this up. Oh, man. There was some guidance when it came to the vaccine side effects. So with the vaccine side effects, there are people feeling that if they got that red bump, that arm reaction on their arm, that is a vaccine reaction and it's contraindicated. No, it's not. So the vaccine contraindications for the COVID vaccine is if you had a real bad anaphylaxis to the COVID vaccine, or if you're allergic to any piece of it or component to it, like the PEG, the polyethylene glycol. So if you, you know, felt achy, if you had that red arm, if you, you know, felt nauseous, those aren't considered extreme side effects. So some of you are concerned about the whole bee sting effect, where if you were stung by a bee, first time, not much happens, might hurt. Then if you get stung a second time, that could be bad. So some of you are worried that second time is going to be more vicious and might induce anaphylaxis. Now, maybe the media isn't covering it, but I haven't heard many cases of anaphylaxis second shot. We've been hearing about some people, you know, unfortunately dying, and it might have been a heart attack, it might have been something else. They're still investigating. There was a couple people that had stomach pain and then nausea, and then went into respiratory distress a few hours afterwards that, again, they aren't thinking are COVID-related, vaccine-related. They think it might be something else, so the jury's not out on that. But we haven't seen as much anaphylaxis as we expected to second time around, unless, of course, it's not being reported. So, you know, I'd like to know so I could share that with you, but I feel very confident to get my next vaccine. I couldn't get it at the 3-week mark, which would be coming up this next weekend, I believe. So I'm getting it the next weekend, and then we'll see, and I'll let you know how that goes. There's been a lot of, like, you know, weird things that have been kind of happening, you know, in my life, and usually bad things happen in threes, but I think all three things happened. So hopefully, you know, not a bad thing happens with my next shot, and I feel pretty optimistic. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, guys, we are right back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Arnie from San Jose wants to know, when do the masks go away? The masks don't go away yet. Sorry. Oh, my gosh. I know. I have been waiting for the masks to go away. In fact, we're seeing masks show up in waterways and oceans. And, I mean, the littering of masks. I'm sure it's going to probably take the environmentalists to make this change, which is really interesting because it's been kind of going back and forth in terms of which political sides want, you know, more masks versus not. But I think we're going to probably see the pendulum swing back, and environmentalists are going to say, stop it. These masks are killing birds, and they're, you know, falling into the oceans, and they're made of paper products and plastic and adhesives, and, you know, stop it already. But the masks, however, again, still provide a barrier because, and the CDC brought this up also, even though some people are going to get a get-out-of-jail-free card with quarantines if they're fully vaccinated, the guidance only, again, limits it to about 3 months. So, that, you know, will the vaccines allow longer immunity? And the CDC was still quick to say, we don't know about the transmissiveness of the virus if somebody was vaccinated. So we have to assume that even though somebody was vaccinated, they could still transmit it. And since they're still unsure about how long the immunity is going to be from the vaccine, then, you know, masks, social distancing, all that is still going to go on. What would my prediction be? Well, Fauci believes that it's going to be open season with the shots by April, that we'll have plenty of vaccines, and everybody who wants to get a vaccine will hopefully be able to get one. That's very optimistic because we're talking about 6 weeks away for that to happen, and we still don't have FDA approval of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and I think the AstraZeneca vaccine is still limited to younger people and hasn't been FDA approved in America yet, but I think what he means is, and I'm going to look into this a little bit more, is as we're slowly expanding from healthcare workers and older individuals to now caregivers in some states, if you're a caregiver and you are bringing the elderly person you're taking care of to receive a vaccine, they're going to give the caregiver a vaccine too, which makes sense. It really does, because you're exposing the person you're caring for. So now caregivers are going to start receiving the vaccine. We've started to expand it to teachers in some states. So they do believe, which I do think is on target, that when we start to feel like the high-risk populations have already been addressed and already been taken care of, that they can move forward and, yeah, be able to vaccinate other people. Whether we have enough vaccines by then, I don't believe so. So we have to be very careful with that. And like I said, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. So what's going on with the variant front? Well, the South African coronavirus variant, I believe it had been seen in South Carolina. There's a few states where it had been identified. Now it's been found in the Bay Area. So the B1351 South African variant, that's the one that worries us a little bit. We don't think it's deadlier, but we do think it is more wily and is able to evade some of our current vaccination protocols and vaccines. So California has identified their first cases, and I guess one was Alameda County, the other Santa Clara County. So Newsom, during a news conference on Wednesday, said the two cases were identified, one in Alameda County, other Santa Clara, but no other details were provided. It's not clear how the cases were identified. Did they travel anywhere that might have had it? Did they pick it up within their own endemic area? Other states have announced cases of variants, and they did so through routine genome sequencing of positive coronavirus samples. So when Newsom announced the state's first cases, they had only been identified as of a few hours ago. So they still have to do the contact tracing, and they still have to investigate and interview the people. So I guess how it happens is somebody gets the swab, and they go, I need to find out if I have COVID. All right, so they do the swab. It gets sent out. They have genetic material. And then the CDC notifies the state, yep, it's positive. Yeah, there's rapid tests that can figure it out right then and there. But for the PCR tests, many of them are shipped out, or like your saliva test, and then it comes back, and it says, all right, if you have coronavirus or not. What it is taking is the departments to go through all those millions upon millions of tests that have been done, almost, what, maybe a billion. I mean, we have really been testing a lot over the last year. And to start screening them genetically, very expensive process too, by the way, right? To be doing genetic analysis on all of these samples. Then when it triggers, oh, this one is positive, then they reach out and say, look, we have one positive, and then they have to start interviewing the person going, okay, look, we have your sample. You have a different variant than others. Where were you? Where did you go? Well, you know, maybe I went to this fast food place. Maybe I did some shopping. You know, most of them will say, I've been home. I've been home. I don't know how I got it. You know, did you walk the dog? So the contact tracing is going to really probably be the crux of how we figure out who has what areas has what, and how did somebody get, you know, a variant. My guess is, well, as soon as they discovered the South African variant, it was already in other countries. Just like with the UK variant. You know, people say, you know, man, super COVID, you know, we don't want to get super COVID here. We are always probably five steps behind the virus. Now, apparently, the top UK scientist claims that with the COVID variant, the UK variant, it has been detected already in more than 50 countries. It's dominant in the UK. We believe it is going to be the dominant strain in America. And by the time we heard about it, it was already around, and then we started to pick up some cases. Oh, we've been counting about 766 cases of the UK variant. That is very dependent on how quickly they can test all these coronavirus samples. And mind you, those are samples that they have. How many people have had coronavirus and didn't get a test? So you could only work with whatever you could work with. So, you know, there's a chance that some of you had the sniffles, might have had a cold, might not have had a fever, have been working from home and said, you know what, I'll work through it. And don't feel guilty. I mean, I get it. It would have been nice for you to test and for the CDC to have a sample and then to be able to contact trace, but I'm not judging. I get that a lot of people did not want to leave the house, did not want to go get exposed, did not want to get something stuck up their nose, and didn't want to be a statistic. And since they felt fine, they're like, well, you know what? If nobody calls it, then nobody calls it. And then nobody could accuse me of having COVID. Well, that's fine until you want to travel or until a family member gets sick. There was a couple I spoke to yesterday on telemedicine. They wanted to visit somebody's older parents because of the Lunar New Year, and they got tested just for poops and giggles to make sure that, you know, their loved ones were going to be safe. One person was positive. The spouse was negative. I mean, same household, no symptoms. So we're looking at viruses that are so prevalent, that are so out there, that the majority of the time are asymptomatic. So again, kudos to the CDC for doing what they're doing. But to go back to Arnie's question, this is why masks aren't going away. Because the goal is to not let COVID spread. The goal is to nip it in the bud. The goal is to, you know, control variants. And so the second a politician or a political official goes, yeah, you can take off the mask. I mean, they're right now moving towards double masking. The CDC is endorsing double masking. So sorry, guys, we still have a ways to go. 1-877-DOC-DOUBLE.
The and stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.